Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Shaul Ben Ephraim is host of the History of the Land of Israel podcast, Israel Explained YouTube channel. He is, I don't know if it's offensive to say it, he's a raging Democrat, which is why it's more interesting to speak to him about this type of success, and or if it is a success, but this type of a situation, given that he isn't a natural Trump supporter. In fact, he is naturally not a Trump supporter. Shaul Ben Ephraim, help me out. I'm falling over my words, you know, and then I'm going to resort to expletives like the president did, and then people are going to hate me.
Yeah. So what are we talking about? We're talking about Mamdani?
No, we're not talking about. Oh, I actually wouldn't. You know what? Let's leave a few moments to talk about Mamdani. But before we do that, let's just get okay. your view. Let's just get your yeah. view on Trump. And the question I wanted to ask you mm-hmm. is if there's a risk that his perceived strength and the way in which he ended this conflict didn't drag the world into World War III, does that potentially impact or sway traditional Democrat voters away from the Democratic Party towards somebody towards the Republicans? Is there a danger?
I don't think it has too much of a political implication.
Right.
If it had gotten out of hand, as in the United States had gotten involved in a quagmire of a war, it would have. It totally right. would have. I saw polls that were saying that only 5% of Americans wanted the United States to be involved in a war in Iran. So, right. you know, if that, yeah, so that those are terrible numbers, and he saw them. But just having a bombing run with no real repercussions, and then reaching a messy but ultimately successful ceasefire, I don't think that that's going to even be remembered by 2026, and it won't be remembered at all by 2028. People have this tendency to overreact to these things and worry about what they'll do for the elections. It will do exactly nothing for the elections.
Right.
We don't know what the elections will be over. But it definitely will not be over this. If it escalates again, then okay. But this is not going to be the issue. Of course, foreign policy generally, there are exceptions, doesn't tend to be the major issue in American politics. Afghanistan was a bit of an exception with Biden, but yes. usually it's domestic stuff.
Right. Okay. So the question is the reality on the ground is this perceived as a success for Trump?
It's definitely a success for Trump. Even I think it's a success for Trump.
Yes.
It's a success for Trump. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I actually, in some ways, it's more interesting to speak to you because you don't come from a position of whatever Trump does is going to be great or explained away. So therefore, if you're saying that,
quite the contrary,
exactly, quite the contrary. So that's why I'm interested in your view. So yes, this is a success.
Definitely. Look, there were a lot of problems with this war in Iran, but really few of them are Trump's fault. They were the problems were more Netanyahu and Iran. They both screwed up in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump used an opportunity to attack without incurring any cost. And by doing that, he sort of managed to satisfy, this is quite surprising, the hawk side of his coalition and the isolationist side of his coalition. Now, granted, there's this kind of cult of personality there where they want to like him, but still, they were so at odds with each other, you know, your Steve Bannons and your Lindsey Grahams, that the fact that he's kind of managed to satisfy them both, probably Graham more, but still, is a very good sign for him. And then I personally was impressed by the way he handled himself when the ceasefire kept being violated.
Yes.
He impressed me in two different ways.
Right.
First way he impressed me was when he said, when he understood the Iranians needed to shoot a salvo at the Americans, when he understood that they needed to shoot at Qatar to get it out of their system.
Absolutely.
He understands the Middle Eastern psyche.
Right.
As a, you know, kind of dictator personality himself, he understands the Middle East psyche better than American presidents usually do.
Right.
And Middle Eastern leaders need to, you know, get their revenge in. And he understood that. He was like, okay, shoot. And then as soon as they shot, he was like, okay, it's over.
Now it's done.
And then the Iranians shot anyway, and then the Israelis had to shoot back. And at some point, he was like, okay, you know, and he started cursing.
Yes.
Whatever he said.
Right, and, exactly.
He said, just stop it. And they did. You know, he was very firm about it. When they didn't listen to him, he made sure that they did listen. And I think it showed realism and an understanding of the Middle East. And I also sympathize with his exasperation.
Absolutely. And I actually thought that whole swearing business was actually very okay. His level of frustration was genuine. It wasn't performative. He's saying, guys, like, we've set this up for success. Just behave and it'll be good. It'll be okay. But stopping idiots. And I actually think I kind of like that. I don't know. It worked for me.
I've never liked Trump more than when I saw him say that, because he was basically saying exactly what I wanted to say to both of them. Yeah. And that's rare. My voice doesn't usually come out of Trump's mouth. And I was like, okay, this is surprising. And so he handled that well. I'm sure he's going to screw other things up, but no, it has to be said from someone who does not like him.
Come on, you were doing so well. Let's leave it at that, because it was a very interesting. We've only got 3 minutes, but let's talk about Mamdani, and he's now just for anybody who's not up to date on this, he is running for the Democrat representative as mayor of New York City, and it looks like he will win this primary. Is that right?
He's already won. Yeah, Cuomo's already conceded.
Okay, right. So what does this mean? Why is there such nervousness about him? Fill us in as though we're non-Americans.
Yeah, so, you know, it depends on how you look at it. But basically, the story for you is that Jews are very nervous.
Okay.
Jews are very nervous because he supports BDS.
Right. Well, excuse me, hold on. I'm actually offended by your statement. I mean, not that I'm that easily offended. The story for you is that Jews are concerned. You know,
I said that because I'll tell you what my thought process. You're right. But my thought process was, I was about to tell you what it means for the Democratic Party more widely, and I was like, no, this is a Jewish radio station, so I didn't mean to offend anyone. I'm Jewish. Some of my best friends are Jews, including myself.
And many of our listeners are not Jewish. So let's talk in general. What's the issue here?
Sorry, guys. So this is, more generally, this is a massive victory for the progressive wing of the Democratic Party over the establishment. And Mamdani was really a long shot, and Cuomo was like the heart of the establishment. Granted, he had some personal issues, but the heart of the establishment and this victory, you know, it's a major victory for the AOC wing of the party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important. I think that there's a general feeling among Democrats, including myself, that the donor class centrist Democrats have overstayed their welcome and can't win in modern American politics.
Right.
That's very bad news for supporters of Israel, because a lot of these more progressive candidates are very harsh on Israel in a way that they even weren't a few years ago because of what's going on in Gaza.
Right.
You can go further in your criticism of Israel than you ever could before. And the Zionist movements in the United States made Israel such a central issue in this race. They kept bringing it up in every interview and running hit pieces on him on his treatment of Israel. And the fact that all of that not only didn't matter, but even seemed to strengthen him, is a really bad sign for pro-Israeli organizations in the future.
We're out of time, but do these groups that you're referring to have reason to be concerned about him?
I mean, he's the mayor of New York, so I don't think he's going to be doing any, you know, cutting some aid to Israel. The reason they're concerned is because there's repercussions for races in the House and Congress. in 2026.
Okay.
Mamdani's not going to bring Hamas to New York. You know, I don't think there's any reason to be very concerned about him.
Right.
But he might say things that Jews don't like, and okay. I think he's a harbinger of what's to come that will be more upsetting to Israeli supporters.
Shabbat and Ephraim, that's where we leave it. Thank you, as always. It's 1 minute past the hour of 7.